Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Tezvav, and today we have two sponsorships on Zion Adar. Today being Zion Adar, first is in memory of Rabbi Hillel Gershon ben Avraham Finkelstein on his fifth yard site by Yisrael Finkelstein. We thank you for the sponsorship, and also in memory of Ethel Kowal by her son John Kowal, Etalea Bath Abat Aaron on her 10th yard site. So all the Torah should be aliyahs for their neshama, as we also commemorate, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu today. Okay, we continue. Yud Dalid Amid Beis. Talk a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu tomorrow, but today we'll have other inyanim. Here we go. So we are up to Mi'ika. We're about the eighth wide line or so on Temura Yud Dalid Amid Beis, and we're discussing what was included in this pasuk in Bamidbar Perachavtes. Pasuk says, Eilo Tasu L'Hashem Mo Deichem V'chulu V'chulu. I think it's a pasuk at the end of Pinchas, the sum up pasuk relating to all the karbanas. And what does the word at the end of the pasuk come to include? Ula Shalmeichem. What is that including? So we said, the Brisa said, it's a coming to include Shalmei Nazir. Even a Shalmei Nazir could be brought on Yontif. The question is, why don't we say Shalmei Pesach? Because isn't a Nazir just an example of a Neder or Nedava, which was stated earlier in the Pasuk? So what do you need a separate Pasuk for to include Shalmei Nazir? So we said, no, maybe not. Maybe it's a Machlokes. We quoted a Brisa, but then we said, maybe it's a Machlokes, whether a Nazir is considered Ba B'Neder U'B'Nedava. So the Gemara says, how could you suggest that's even a machlokas? It's obvious that it is Badr ben Eder ben Adava because it was offered on a Bamas Yachid, as we see in the following pasuk. Mi'ika l'manda ambar de nazir lav nidev v'nidev hu. Is there anyone who would say that a nazir, a karbanos of a nazir is not considered in the category of Neder and Adava? V'yaksiv. After all, we see when Avshalom was rebelling against David, and he was at the beginning just faking that he wasn't, but he was really going to. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Mikitz Arboim Shana, at the end of 40 years of something, which we'll see what, Bez Hashem soon, Vayomar Avshalom Alamelech, Elchana Vashalim, Mr. Darai, Asher Nadarti, Lashem Bechevron. I will go and fulfill my neder that I promised in Chevron. And we think the word Nechevron is going on the place where he is going to fulfill his neder. Ki neder, nader avdecha v'chulu. I promise, I have to go there. I have to go and fulfill my neder. So what's he going to do with Chevron? His neder is l'chara karbanus. So my love a karbon. Doesn't that mean a karbon? He's going to fulfill his neder in Chevron, meaning bamas yachid. Right? There's no bamas sibur in Chevron. There's no beis hamikdash yet, so nothing is answered yet. So l'chara, he's going to give his karbanus nezirus in Chevron. So doesn't that prove that they could be offered on a bamas yachid? The Gemara is not assuming that he's doing another aveira here. We're assuming that this is appropriate, whatever he's doing. So the Gemara says, no, lo a'ikr nidrok amar. No, the Chevron word is going on where he took his neder. I'm going to fulfill my neder that I took in Chevron, but where am I going to fulfill it? Maybe in a bama gedola, not in a bama's yachid, right? That way maybe I'll go to Givon. So the Gemara says, ikr nidro b'chevron ave. What, the ikr neder, he took the neder in Chevron? That's not true. V'alo b'geshur ave. He was in Geshur when he took the neder. So how can you say the word Bechevron is going on the place he took the neder? So the Gemara says, okay, Amar Ravacha Vitema, Rabba Bar Barchanan, Lohalach Avshalom, Ela Lohavi Kvasim Echevron. Third possibility. He's not going to be makrav there. He's not referring to that he took the neder there, but he's going to go get animals. Chevron has some great sheep. So he's going to get some sheep from Chevron in order to bring as a karban. This is something to say, but let's continue the sentence. Hachanami Mistavis also makes sense that he's not being makriv there. Because if he's going actually to be makriv in Chevron, Shavik Yerushalayim v'yazel makriv b'chevron. He's in Yerushalayim. So what, he's going to Chevron to bring karbanis? Why would you leave there? So therefore it must be that he wasn't going to be makriv. By the way, the Mefarshim explain on that perek that why was he going to Chevron deep down? Because he knew that's where his father's malchus started. And therefore he's going to reenact, just like my father started there for the years, the 7 and the 33, so too I'm going to go. Ela Milo, so the Gemara says, Ela Milo, Havi Kvasim Chevron. So what do we say? So the pasuk means that he went to bring sheep from Chevron. Hi, Asher Nadarti LaHashem B'Chevron, Mei Chevron Miboilei. So it should say Mei Chevron if it really means this third possibility, that he went to bring sheep from Chevron. So the Gemara says, Ela, no, go back to what we said earlier. La'olam Makruve. Really it means he's going to be Makruv Karbanis in Chevron. Aye, so We asked Chevron, but he's going to be Makriv. So what's he leaving Yerushalayim for? So the Gemara says, forget Yerushalayim. Tikshi lecha Givon. Tabakam Kadoshu. Why didn't he even go to Givon, where the Bama was at that time? Ella, what must it be? It must be, we discussed this last week, Kivan de Hutshu HaBamos, Kalecha Dvoy Makriv, period. Right, this was at a time of Heter Bamos, it was after Shiloh and before Yerushalayim, and therefore he goes wherever, he was going wherever he wants, and therefore there's no diuk in terms of Nazirus. We don't have that diuk. Period, stop there for a moment. One point before we move on, and that is, if you remember, once we're talking about Nazirus, to refresh our memories regarding whether a Nazir in the views of the Rishonim, or even in the views of the Tanaim, is a good thing or not. Nedarim and Nedavis. Usually, Chazal do not promote the idea of Nedarim. Making a Neder is not a good thing. It's compared to Ilu Hikrav Bama, Ben Makrav on a Bama. Interesting, the Meshech Chachma in his Akdamah to Vayikra discusses that comparison. And our Gemara, in an implicit way, compares it also, Nedarim and Hakravas Bamos. If you remember, the Rambam and the Ramban debate whether being a Nazir is something positive or not. The Ramban thinks it's wonderful. That's a Nazir. Yeah, you're going up and you're taking upon yourselves extra stringencies in order to get close to Hashem, in order to get your personality balanced to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabban says at the beginning of the topic of Nazirus, he says in Perek Vav in Parshas Naso, he says that it's a wonderful thing. The problem, though, I have to explain, says the Rabban, is why does he bring a Karban Chatas? After a Nazir finishes his Nazirus, he brings a Karban Chatas. What did he do wrong? The Rabban says this is an exceptional Karban. You don't have any other Karban like this. It's a Karban al Ha'asid. It's a Karban based on the fact that he is no longer remaining in his state of Nazirus. That's why he has to bring a Karban Chatas. V'tam HaChatas sheyakrif ha-Nazir b'yom melos yimei Nizro lo nisparish. It's not explained anywhere. Yaldet meaning, let's say he's contrasting this to, let's say, Chatas Yoledes, which the Gemara explains in Maseches Nida, and others. V'alderech HaPshat. Alderech HaPshat, he says, Ki ha'ish hazeh chotei nafsho b'malos ha-Naziris. He's doing something wrong now. Why? Ki hu ata nazir b'kdushaso v'yavodas Hashem. After all, the Pasuk calls him a Kadosh. Kadosh yiyeh. V'ra'ui hayalo sheyazir la'olam. V'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh le'lokav. He should stay there. But he's not. Therefore, hinei hutzara kapara b'shuvo lehi tamei b'ta'avat ha'olam. Right, because he's returning to normal life, that is why he is bringing his chatas. Rabbeinu Bachai here goes to Ramban and says, this is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush for what he's going to do. He didn't do anything yet. Maybe after a day of not being a Nazir. But we don't even require that. It's right at the end of his Nazirus. Heichan matzinu, karban ala asid. Ki achidush einenu mizba'er ki im al derech ha-kabbalah. So Rabbeinu Bachai notes that the Ramban, who he gets a lot of his Torah from, the Ramban is a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam is in the other extreme. The Rambam says that a Nazir is not a positive. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Deos, as we know, beginning of Paragimel, where the Rambam talks about his famous Shvil HaZahav, the middle path. We're always supposed to be balanced personalities in life. Always balanced, not too miserly, and not too giving away some to all of our money, and not too this, and not too that, and everything, not too happy, not too sad. Says the Rambam, if somebody is in the middle, so then it's wonderful, and that's exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. But says the Rambam, Shema Yomer HaAdam, maybe a person will say, Ho'el va'taiva va'kavid v'chayotzi ben derech ra'ein u'motzir es adam in ha'olam. Since taiva and kavid are so terrible, like the Mishnah says in Avos, I'm going to go to the other extreme. I won't eat, drink, I won't get married, I won't try to have a basic nice house and nice clothing. It means regular clothing. No, he'll just put ashes and sackcloth and go around like the Komrei Edom, like the priests of Edom. I don't know who he's referring to. Harezu gamzu derech rahi v'asar lelech. You're not going to do that. Hamahalik b'derech zu nikra chote. Somebody goes to that extreme, they're called a chote. Where do you see they're called a chote? Gamhu omer b'nazir v'chiper Allah me'ashar chata ala nefesh. By nazir it says, ye need a kapara because you sinned. Amru chachamim, the chachamim say, Uma im nazir shlo pirish ela min hayayin sora kapara. If a nazir who withheld himself from wine requires kapara, hamoneh atzmo be called davar alachas kama vakama. If you prevent yourself and withhold yourself from other pleasures, basic pleasures of life, so surely you need a kapara. Lefichach tzivuch hachamim. Chazal say, you know what? There are 365 no's. You know, you don't need more than that. You don't need more than 365. Shelo yimna at adam atzmo ela midvarim shemana hatara bilvad. Velo ye oser atzmo b'nedarim u'bishvuas shel dvarim hamutarim. That he quotes the Yerushalmi, lo dayachem ha'sha'as retara ela shata oser alecha dvarim acherim. The Rambam uses Nazirus as an example of somebody who's not in the perfect state. It might be that sometimes a person needs to be a Nazir in order to swing the pendulum back and get back into the middle. But not that that is the ultimate state, says the Rambam. And remember, the Rambam wasn't one that indulged in pleasures and, you know, was so involved in the world. He was moser nefesh, ad dikduka shel nefesh. You know, he didn't sleep, he didn't eat, he took care of everybody around him while writing the Mishnah Torah and the Pirush Mishnayos and the Moreh Nevuchim and others. But again, this is the Rambam's normative suggestion. Pashas, you bring the karban you bring the chatas because of what he did. According to the Rambam, how do you explain the word kadosh in the pasuk? It's going on the hair. It doesn't mean the person. It means kadosh, yeah. The hair is sanctified. It has to be burned in the Beis HaMikdash under the pot that's cooking the shlomim. Right, but it's not that the person is being kadosh. Okay, that is Machlokas Rambam Ramban related to Nazirus. Okay, let's get to some other important issues. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Arbaim Shana Laman, what were these 40 years? This whole story that we brought up took place, it says, 40 years after Miketz Arbaim Shana, then Avshalom went to do this. 40 years after what? Was it 40 years after? So, everybody agrees that it wasn't 40 years after his father took over, because he hadn't been. He's going to be rebelling for a couple of years while his father's still king. So, Tanya, Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Miketz Arbaim Shana, Sheshaolu Lahem Melech. It's 40 years after Am Yisrael had asked for a king. They asked for a king, and we'll get to the what happened each year in a minute. The Tanya, Osa Shana Sheshaolu Lahem Melech, the year that Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, Osa Shana Asir Shel Shmuel Haisa. That was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. Shmuel wasn't a king, but the 10th year of Shmuel's reign, that's when they asked for a king, and Eser Shanim, we're going to go with our Girsa, though Rashi and Tosafot quote another Girsa, but Eser Shanim Malach Shmuel Batzmo. So for 10 years, Shmuel ruled by himself, right? He was the leader. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Shana Acha Shemalach Shaul V'Shmuel. 1 year, they ruled in consonants after Shaul was anointed by Shmuel and everything was going well and wonderful. That was the 1 year. Ushtayim Shemalach Shaul Batzmo. 2 years by himself. What do you mean without Shmuel? Oh, Siyata D'Shmaya. Parsha Zachar. Elijah Zachar, after Shaul did not fulfill the word of God by Amalek, and he didn't kill out the animals, he didn't pull out the others, this week's Haftorah, so Shmuel didn't talk to him again. Said, the Malchus is going to be ripped away from you. The rest of the Sefer, where Shaul was trying to assassinate David, and spending all these prakim and prakim, Shmuel wasn't involved with him. That was it. The next time Shmuel spoke to him was from the dead, when Shaul brought him up from the dead in by the witch of Ein Dor. But so that's 2 years that Shaul was by himself. So you have 10 years of Shmuel, but that was before. Then you have 1 year they were together, 2 years of Shaul, Ushloshim v'sheva shemalach David. And then the next 37 of David, and in the 37th year of David, that's when Avshalom rebelled. That's when the story took place. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos, they quote a Seder Olam, which has a girsa of the 36th year of David. So if you do the math, they all go through all the psukim to figure out exactly whether it was the 36th, 37th. Either way, feel free to go through the Rashi and the Tosfos with those psukim. I wanted to mention, though, two other important issues. And that is number one. So what was the 40 years from when they wanted a king? Why did Avshalom think that was an auspicious time for his rebellion, Dafka then? So if you look in the Musar HaNeviim, Musar HaNeviim was a Rav in, I think Rabbi Ginsburg, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg. He was a Rav in Denver, Colorado. So he has a sefer on Nevi'im Rishonim, Musar HaNevi'im. Talks about different messages that we could get from these stories. So he goes, he has like a Torah Tamima. First he has a Torah Tamima, he quotes all the Midrashim and the Gemaras, and then under it, right, it's exactly structured like a Torah Tamima. So he says there, what was the connection between Avshalom's rebellion and these 40 years that they asked for a king, which we'll talk more about in a minute. So he says, Number one, Pirish, he quotes the Marsha first. He quotes the Marsha that says, Elakach Yizkar HaKasav Khan, Shabbos Osman, the Fayab Amshon, and Big Shulahem Melech. Why? Mishab Shatala HaKasav as Merit of Shalom, relating to the B'nai Yisrael asked for a king. Kimi Zen Natal Avshalom Eitza, Limro B'malchus Aviv. Kemoshe Mardu Yisrael, B'mei Shmuel, Lashalahem Melech. We're going to get to one of the problems with asking for a king was they were Morid in Shmuel's rule. So he says, well, okay, it's 40 years. The pasuk connects the two because this was a morid. This was also a rebellion to the ruler. Just like asking for a king was a rebellion to the ruler, so too, here, this was rebelling against the ruler. Number one. Number two, he suggests, the efshar od lahosef bazeh. He says, also, why does the Torah connect it? Because the siba achas haisel l'shtehen. The root motivation was the same. Why did they rebel against Shmuel and want a king? Why did they think he was good enough? Because they didn't find chesronos in him. They all recognize his greatness. Ela hema amru, what they say? Shikfar zakein, vein bekocha lishpod es Yisrael. He's already old. The Gemara says, kaf salav zikna. First parak in Tainus, right? He wasn't that old. He was right 52, but he wasn't that old. But Chavzal of Zikna, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara there explains why Kadosh Baruch Hu made him look old. So they thought he was old. V'nachos v'hamilam melech tsair v'raf palim. We need somebody younger with a jump in his step, and you know somebody who could lead us, somebody who could relate to us. See, so that's what they said. So that's what Avshalom said. He says, my dad, I love my dad. You know, he's great and wonderful. But you know what? He can't be the king anymore. He's old-fashioned. And therefore, they, Avshalom and those who followed him, went to anoint him and appoint him in Hebron. Again, there's a lot more, but that's two ideas. Why the connection to B'nai Yisrael asking for a king and the merit of Avshalom. The major issue that could be discussed, and that is, what exactly was the problem? If you look in Shmuel Aleph, Paraches, you have the psukim there that Am Yisrael asked for a king, and it's unbelievable the reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shmuel. They're angry beyond belief, and you read the psukim, you're like, what's so bad? They asked for a king. And the question is even more pointed in that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Parsha Shoftim. So what's the big deal? It's a mitzvah to ask for to have a king. So why was Hashem so angry? Why was Shmuel so angry? So many, many suggestions given. In Navi, the first place you always go, the first step is the Radak. That's the first step. You can't move in Nevi'im without the Radak. Once heard of a big bucky in Tanakh that says you can't move in Chumash or Shir Hashirim without Rashi. Got to run to Rashi, like a baby to milk. Got to run to Rashi, but outside, nothing against Rashi, but outside of Shir Hashirim, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, can't move without the Radak. Again, it's a different purpose than Rashi ala Torah, but the Radak there gives a number of answers. Let's give one or two. Why? What was the problem with B'nai Yisrael asking for a king? What was the issue? So number one is the most popular answer, and that is, what was the reason they wanted? Kechola gayim asher svivotenu. They wanted a king because they wanted to be like all the other nations. If they wanted a king to lead them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other, if you look at the rights and the obligations of the king in Shoftim, he can't have too much money and women and horses. Meaning, we're talking about a certain personality. That's nothing like the leaders of the rest of the world that have no limits on their rule. So that's the one. Radak is number one. They wanted it for the wrong reasons. Number two, he said, the Radak says, and there's a lot of Mepharshim that agree to that. Number two was that it reflected a lack in the leadership of the true king, not just Shmuel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you need a king for? Never had a king for. You have rulers. You had Moshe Rabbeinu, you had Yeshua. Okay, they have the status of a king. But these were rulers. What do you need a king for? They're my shlichim. So it's a kfira in Emunah Bashem. Number two. Two ideas. Other time, the Malbim has a beautiful idea. The Malbim said that a king, yes, of course it's a mitzvah, but a king is only required when B'nai Yisrael are living B'derech HaTeva. When they're B'derech HaTeva, and that is when it is needed. But if you're living B'derech Nes, if you're still living in that special realm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you don't need a king. You don't need a king, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what the Malbim says. One of the pshatim of the Malbim. If I can just find it here. If not, here it is. Number one. So Derech Hateva and Derech Neis. And the Malbim also says that there was a slight in Shmuel. Let me just read you the first one. Lefize ba'od Shmuel chai asher davka bo hashgacha ha'elokit ve'alav b'shamayim hirim Hashem b'kol gadol ala plishtim u'kamo sha'amer halok sir chitim ayom ekra l'Hashem v'yitin kol zumatar. There were nisim going on. Lo hayo lahem la'azov hanhaga zu ha'hashgachit u'lehistofeif b'tzel basar asher rak hayo lahem l'sh'ol me'ito she'yasir et banav mi'ot shoftim. They didn't like his kids, like the Navi says. So say Shmuel, your kids can't be, but find us another Navi. Or you continue. Don't put your kids in charge because they're not doing so well. But they didn't. They didn't. They asked for a king. Plus the fact that they were pogaming in the covet of Shmuel. These are a couple of the answers given to what the problem was in terms of asking for a king. And that's the connection, Chazal say, to the mered of Absalom, which was 40 years after their She'elah. Okay, we continue. Okay, we've done three lines, Baruch Hashem. We continue now, says the Mishnah in Maseches Temura. Getting back to what we discussed before. The Mishnah said earlier, the differences between the Karbanos of a Yachid and the Karbanos of a Tzibur, one of them being Temura. Karban Yachid can create Temura, not a Karban Tzibur. So we continue with that. Chados HaYachid Shekipru Ba'aleha Mesa. So now we're getting into something that the main sugi in Shas is right here. It's coming up. And that is the five chataos mesos, which we've had various times throughout Seder Kachim. But these are the five chataos mesos, halach l'moshe misinai, that they all have to die. The abbreviation, the Arashi Tevas, if you remember, is vitimna. Vitimna isepilegesh. That stands for the five karbanas chatas that have the connection with the owner has been cut. And that's why all these chatos have to be left to die. Vlad chatas, tmuris chatas, mesu ba'aleha, niskaper ba'acher, and avrashnasa. Those are the five of vitimna. They got too old, the bialim died, you lost it, you got a different one. Those are the five. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai, that the chatos have to die. So chadas hayachid shekibru ba'aleha mesa. So once we're talking about differences between yachid and tzibur, so we continue. This halacha Moshe Misinai, according to the Tanakhama, is only by a chatas yachid. A chatas yachid has to be left to die. V'shel tzibur eina mesa. A chatas shel tzibur, there aren't too many of them, but a chatas shel tzibur, Rosh Chodesh, and Yantif and others, eina mesa, that is not left to die. Not left to die. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamas. No, it's also left to die. Rashi says it's a machlokas about the halacha Moshe Misinai. Was it nigmar just about Yachid or even about Tzibur? This, of course, is problematic according to the sheet of the Rambam, which all the Akronim pointed out, where the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? So there are 4,000 examples, I'm exaggerating, throughout Shas about halacha Moshe Misinai that there's a machlokas about. Tzroros. Tav Gimel in Baba Kama. And elsewhere. So about half of them you can explain where the Gemara never uses the language, Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara just says Gemara Gamir Law. And Rashi and Tosfos all over say that means Halacha Moshe Misinai. So then it's Sivin, it's Agdama to the Shilto says, oh, at least half of them you can explain based on saying that the Rambam thinks that all of those aren't Halacha Moshe Misinai's. But there's still a bunch that are problematic. So we're not out to answer all of them right now, but this just has to be viewed in that respect. Maybe at the end of the shiur, if we'll have time to read the Rambam, we'll read it. That's already, again, in the Hakdama to the Pirshim Mishnayos. So, machlokas, whether a chatas tzibur, the bailim, got kapar, meaning, what happened? You lost a chatas tzibur that you had, and then you lost it. So you gave another one, and then you found the first one. So, what do? Mesa or not? Reb Shimon Omes, or Reb Shimon says, one second. Mama tzinu bivlat chatas ubetumuris chatas b'chatas mesu ba'aleha. Just like by those three, vlad chatas, tumuras chatas, and chatas that is bialim died, you might think, right, where's the bach? Biyachid dvar mamurim v'lo betzibur. Those three examples can only exist biyachid. Mitzias-wise, they can only exist biyachid. Why? Because a tzibur doesn't create a tzimura. All chatos of a tzibur are males. There can't be a vlad. And the bialim can't die, the tzibur. So just like all of those, say Reb Shimon, they cannot exist in the realm of tzibur. They're only yachid. So, shekibur balev, avrish nasa, biyachid ramamur, and v'lo b'tzibur. So too, by the other two, if these three could only exist, so too these two, they can exist by Tzibur, but we say they should only exist by Yachin in terms of this Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Reb Shimon explaining the Tanakama, that E-Efshar should have an important effect on Efshar, but it shouldn't have this unique halachas. Meaning he's bringing an example from E-Efshar to Efshar, which the Gemara sometimes does, and therefore he holds like the Tana, he's explaining the Tanakama. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Mahu Omer Chatas Yavi. What does it mean when the Torah says Chatas Yavi? He should bring. Rashi quotes the Pasuk in the beginning of the Gemara. Im Keves Yavi Karbano Lechatas. Right, it brings out an extra word yavi in there. So minayin lamakdish chataso va'avda v'hifrish acheres tachtera v'nimseis harishona kayemes v'arishtian omdos. How do you know they're both still standing here? Minayin she'ezem en she'yirte yavi. You can bring whichever one you want. Tamalomar chatas yavi. You learn it out from that extra word yavi, that if you found the first one before you amakriv, the second one that you designated, you could give either one. Yacho yavi shtehen. You might think you should give both of them. Tamalomar yavi, and no. Akas v'lo shtayim. The next pasuk says, no, bring one of them. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll talk about that havamina. V'yosa shniya mateyaleh. So once you bring one, what do you do with the other one? Amar avamnu natanya. Rabbi Yehuda omer tireh. Rabbi Yehuda says, you let it graze. Rabbi Shimon omer tamus. Shimon says, no, you have to let it die. That's one of the chatas shemesu ba'aleha. And Rabbi Yehuda might say that no, chatas shemesu ba'aleha is only if you didn't find it till after you were makriv the first one. So Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yehuda says, tireh. Umiyamar Rabbi Yehuda tireh, what do we say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda tamus shaminon lei. Rabbi Yehuda holds of this. So Gemara says, answer number one, efuch. Either you're right, switch this second version. Rabbi Yehuda omer tamus, Rabbi Shimon omer tireh. But the Gemara says, it also doesn't work. Umiyamar Rabbi Shimon tireh. V'amar Rabbi Shimon chamesh chados mesos. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon defended the difference between Yachin and Sibur. But even he said that by the chados of a Yachin, they have to die. So, Ella, Lola Motevik, really don't switch it. Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa really says Tireh. In the Mishnah, though, he said Tamus. What's the difference? As I just alluded, V'lokasha, Kan Ba'avuda, B'shas Afrasha, Kan Ba'avuda, B'shas Kapara. It depends if you found it before you were Makriv, the first one. If you lost it, so you gave it second one, and then you were Makriv the second one, then you found the first one, that's the Halacha Moshe Mishinai, Tamus. But if you found it beforehand, that it's not Nidche totally. You might say, ironically, it is. It's even more. It's Tiyadik Yeren Yenat, but the Gemara is assuming it's not. That's not the Halacha Moshe Mishinai. If you found it before, you were Makrivid, so then it is not Tamus. That's one answer. V'ibayis Ema, or a second answer. Idi v'idi b'shas afrasha, or no, both cases you found it before you were makriv. V'lo kasha harabi Yehuda liba derabi harabi Yehuda liba derabanan. That's really a machlokas later on in a Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, which we'll get to. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just going within different shitas here. Period. So before we continue, what was the havamina that you'd be makriv both chatos? Right, you might think you might do. What do you mean? Once you do one, then the other one, then you got a kapara. So why would you have to give a second one? So there are different suggestions given by the Achronim. Maybe you could bring it for a different chait. Maybe you would have to sell both of them and take the value, the dummim of both, and buy a new one and be makrivit in that way. So there's different suggestions given by the Achronim, but it's interesting, Havam, you know, what was meant there. The Briska Rav says maybe it's the same Avei, it's one, you did one in Aveira of Achilas Chelev, but, and you were makdash it, so you can bring it for a different Aveira of Achilas Chelev, even though you can't bring it for a different Aveira totally. Okay, they all struggle to try to figure out the Havamina. Says the Gemara, Umi kalamanda amar chata sibur shekipru bailam mesa. Is there an opinion out there that the chatas of its sibur, that the bailam got kapara, that it's going to die? Is there, Pashas, that's the sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamus. Is there anybody that says that? That by a chatas sibur, that the Bailam got kapar, meaning the Sibur got kapar. You lost it, then you found it. Somebody says that's going to die? V'yotanya. But it can't be. V'atanya, we learned in a Brisa. Kayotze bo. Similarly, what's the first half of the Brisa? Rashi says, I don't know. Lois parashecha koi. I'm not sure where this is going on. Tosfos has a suggestion where it is, but we just do the Brisa. Kayotze bo. Amar Yosi. The Pasuk says, describing the Ole Bavel, the people coming back for Bayesheni. V'habaim, guess in Yonah Diyoma, Purim's coming. V'habaim mehashvi b'nei hagola, were the people who came back. Hikrivu, they gave karbanos. What they give? Hikrivu olos. They gave a lot of olos. What they give? Parim, shnei masar. Elim, tishim v'shisha, 96 elim. Kivasim, shivim v'shiva, 77 sheep. And the Bach has Tzefirei Chatas Shneimasar. That's the pasuk. Hakol Ol Hashem. All of those were olas. They were all given as olas when they came back from to build Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says, we didn't finish the question yet. The chatas mikarva ola. What does this mean? Sfire chatas, but they all brought them as olas. So what do you mean? It was a chatas that was brought as an ola. So Amar Rava ki ola. Yeah, here they treated the chatas as an ola. In what way? Ma ola eina ne'echeles af chatas eina ne'echeles. These chatos that they brought back were not eaten. They were totally burned. Why? Shahayir Rabbi Yossi Omer, al avodah zarah heviyum. Really, these were kabanas brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. It's a special carbon brought if all of Klal Yisrael violate avodah zarah. Usually, you have to bring kabanas for each personal sin. But once in a while, if the entire Jewish people do an avera, so then you can bring various kabanas on their behalf. The most famous example being Parhel and Avershal Tzibor. If Bezdin caused everybody to do an avera by a wrong psak, so then they bring on the behalf of Bnei Yisrael. See here too, if all of Bnei Yisrael do it, they brought these on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, al avodah zarah she'asu b'mei tzidkiyahu. It wasn't the avodah zarah that they did in Bavel. They did avodah zarah in Bavel. We don't have any record of that. Read the psukim in the Haftorah for Bahaloscha, right? The avera that was most prevalent was intermarriage. It wasn't specifically avodah zarah. So that's why Shmuel says that the Avodah Zarah that's being discussed here, the Avodah Zarah from generations earlier, from the time of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Fine. So now we get to the question. Kazal Kedaitin, you're bringing Karbanas for Avodah Zarah here for people who have died long ago. And it works. So what do you see? And we have just one more step. Laman de'is, and the Havamina is, Laman de'is le'chata sibur sh'neskaper ba'alei ha'mesa isle'nami chata sibur sh'mesu ba'alei ha'mesa. We assume that if there's an opinion out there that says, if the Bailam got a kapara with a different animal, so then the one that's left has to die, so too if the Bailam died. Meaning both of those are examples of the chatos mesos. So just like in our Mishnah, the version of Rabbi Huda says, if the tzibur that got kapara with another animal has to die, so do we here. So how is it that here in our story we're being makriv of the animal? The ahacha de'ika de'mesu ba'aleha, right, they were from the earlier times of Tzidkiyahu, the kakarva, you're being makriv of them. So how is that possible? It must be that you don't say these halachas by a tzibur. Good. Tosfos notes already here. Tosfos in the third Tosfos, Vikshar Rashba. How could you compare these two? What's a regular case of mesu ba'aleha? Where a person is mafresh the karban and then they die. So then we could say it's pushed aside. Here, the earlier generations didn't have anything to do with the karban. So maybe this is better. Maybe you cannot compare the two cases. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Nesanel. V'yomer Rabbeinu Nesanel. No, it must be, it's a kal v'chomer. If somebody had a connection to an animal and yet once they die, they're rejected and they have to die. So surely, Tosfos assumes, if they had no connection, of course it's not going to work. There's Roy Lachriv. And if you say that's not good, so surely you would say here. Okay, but Tosfos notes the slight difference in between the two types of karbanas that we're comparing. Good. The Gemara continues, though. So isn't this a raya? So the Gemara says no. Isn't it strange that they're bringing karbanas for years past? Right, they're bringing a kapara for years past and for averes that they didn't do. This also shows, as we're going to talk about in a second, yesh kapara lo mesim. But for mesim, the Rama quotes, I think, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that every Yom Kippur, right, we do the everybody's judged. Everybody's judged. Even the mesim are judged. There's kapara for mesim. That's whether you give tztaka for mesim. You're no deep tztaka. So the Gemara says, isn't this a problem according to that shita? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, don't compare. Afilu l'man da'amar chata sibur shekifru ba'alei ha'mesa. Even if you want to say, a chata sibur, that you got kapara with another animal, if that animal is going to die, you would not say it here. Chata zatsibur shemesu ba'alei ha'ena mesa. You don't say it by mesu ba'alem. By a tzibur. You say it by niskapur ba'alem ba'acher, but not by mesu ba'alem. Why? Lefi she'ein hatzibur mesim. Because there's a misora, the tzibur does not die. What does that mean, the tzibur does not die? It means, Rashi says here, the din of carbon tzibur, in this context, let me find the line of Rashi, the din of chatas mesu ba'aleha does not apply. Tzibur doesn't die. If you go to the Rambam has a little different formulation in the Pirush Mishnah is here. The Rambam says, Lefisha I efsha she yamus tzibur. The ikar biyadenu shevet lo batil kol shekein Yisrael kulo. The Gemara says elsewhere, shevet is lo kala. Right, I think in Baba Basra. But surely all of the tzibur, even one shevet is not batil. So it's even mesim. More of a hashkafic idea than a halachic idea. Rashi says a halachic idea. These halachas don't apply. The Rambam says, no. No, hashkafically, a tzibur is never a mace. Let's stop there for a minute. If you look on the comparison before, let me see if I can find this, or else we'll continue, because there's more to talk about. The Brisker Rav also discusses our issue here, and the Tosus who has the comparison. Actually, let's wait. I'll say it in a minute, because it's on the next piece of Gemara, really. Let's continue for a moment. Says the Gemara, how does Rav Papa know this idea? What idea? That ain't Sibur Mesa. But we know this. Sounds like a beautiful idea, but as you know it. Is it the Pasuk in Tehillim that children always stand in the foots, in the shoes of their parents? Tachas avosecha yubanecha. So, ihachi afilu yachinami. Then even a yachid, you should apply this to. And even a yachid that died, you should be able to bring the karban. Right? You should apply this principle even to a yachid. What about the halacha Moshe Mesinai then? One of the halachas is that maybe the halachas Mishnah would apply only when somebody doesn't have a son. Maybe that would be limited in that way. So then you don't say tachas avosecha yubanecha. It's the only time where the tzibur can't bring it for others. But otherwise, the children, and therefore, in our case, you treat it as if the people coming back for Bayis Sheni, they're bringing it on behalf of the earlier generations, but they're still alive. So that doesn't work because she'd even apply for a yachid. So elahainu time, but really this is the reason. She'enat tzibur mason. Where do you learn it from? You learn it from mi seire. The bachi did degamrinon mi seire regalim. You learn it from seire regalim rashi chadashim. Why? Because these are karbanes chatas. Every Rosh Chodesh, every Yontif, we bring karbanes chatas. Why do we bring karbanes chatas? This was the big discussions we had in the first couple of prakim in Mesechah Shavuos. So you bring these karbanes chatas to Amar Rachmana, and what do you bring them from? I sinu mitrumas halishka. You bring them from the money that was collected with the machzis shekel in Adar, and the money was collected on behalf of everybody, because everybody has a chelik in these karbanes. But 1 minute! Somebody could have sent in the machzis shekel, and by the time Yontif rolled around, they could have died by then. Vidilma mesu marayu dahani zuze. Many people who sent these machzis shekels are dead, and yet we're bringing a carbon on their behalf. Elalav shmamina inat tzibur mesim. It must be known that when you give, everybody collectively becomes a tzibur, and the tzibur never dies, and therefore is never considered a carbon that's brought after the tzibur died. Answer number one. Answer number two, Vibayisema, going back to the earlier question of, isn't this a raya that according to the one that says, Avda dies, surely Mesa should die too? Vibayisema, you got the whole story wrong. Ki akruvinu lahani chatos achaye akruvinu. They're only being makruv these karbanis in mind for those older Jews who were still around at the time of Sidkiyahu. That worship the Vodazar, there were still a couple of elders around. So that's who they're giving the carbon for. It has nothing to do with for earlier generations. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, V'rabim mea koanim v'halavim v'rashia avos azakenim asheroz abayis harishon b'yastoz abayis, when they built Bayis Sheni, and they're admiring the edifice, and they're admiring this gorgeous complex, and everybody's celebrating. You know what? There were some elders there, Bochim b'kol gadol. They were crying for Rabin b'trua while everybody else was celebrating. See why? Because they said, this is the base of Migdash. Don't you know the Gemara in Yuma that there were 5 things that were missing in Bayis Sheni that weren't in Bayis Rishon? How can you have a base of Migdash without an Aron, without Eish, without Shechina? So they were crying. So you see, there were people still alive from the earlier years. So that's who they were bringing the karbanas for. So what it says, 1 second, Vidoma Hanach Miuta. Were they a large group? They were a tiny minority? And if they're a tiny minority, remember the rules of bringing a karban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, it's only if the majority of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira. If you're only bringing it for a few, for a miut, you don't bring the karban. They have to bring their own personal karbanas. You don't bring on behalf the karban of Avodah Zarah for everybody. So Mar says, Lo Matzah Zamrit. No. They were not a minority. They were a lot. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says that Lekov, he says, Ve'ein, you see the pasuk on the side, Ve'ein akol makirim kol shuas ha-simcha. They couldn't even hear the call of the simcha, Lekov b'chi ha'am, because there were so many crying. You see from there, there was a large percentage that were crying. So therefore, it has nothing to do with our case of earlier, of the case of Mesa. Says the guy, 1 second, Hechi makarbi lehu, v'ayim izidan have. What did they were mazids? So how can we even bring karbanas for them if they were mazes at the time of Sidkiyo? Amar Rabbi Yochanan harasha ha'isa. You're right, it was harasha. Right, it wasn't usual. Hachanayim mistaver, it makes sense. Why do you not say ma'achi? Because if you don't say it was a rasha, then I don't understand the pasuk. Bishlamah parimu se'irim keneged shnei masar shvatim. What did they bring? They brought all these different types of animals. So parim and se'irim are keneged the 12 shvatim. Ela kvasim keneged me. What are the sheep for? You don't have to, there are no sheep for a carbon of avodah zara. Ela harasha ha'isa. So it must have been harasha, the whole thing. So it was for mazid. It was to give everybody chizuk. They're coming back now. They remember they were the avodah zara. Maybe Hashem's going to throw us out again. So they say, no, new slate. We're bringing carbonus. Everything from before is going to be wiped out. It's going to be a new slate. Unbelievable. This is in Yonah Dioma. This is this week, right? Purim. This is when the whole story took place. The Brisker Rav notes here, interestingly, that we prove from here, the fact that we bring Karbanis on their behalf was that they were mostly here. You have to have somebody from every Shevet to be here in order to bring the Karbanis. So remember we had a Gemara earlier, the previous Masechta, trying to figure out when the lost tribes, they were sent, they were brought back, we try to bring Rayas. Ask the Brisker Rav right here, why isn't this a Raya? The fact that they brought Karbanis by Yovel, I don't know if the Yovel and Shemitah were still Noheg. And Yovel requires Kol Yoshveh Aleha, so why don't we bring this as a Raya, that all the Shvatim was still there? So the Brisker Rav says no, because Yovel requires each Shevet in their proper place, if you remember. Not just back. So this could prove that everybody had, some of the Shvatim were all back, but it doesn't prove that they were in their right spot. So that's why the Gemara there didn't bring up these Psukim. Okay.
Interesting, Rasha, to bring
Karbanis. Bring Karbanis. Rasha, right. Now, Eliyahu bar Carmel also brought a carbon. It was also a Rasha. Right, so sometimes you bring that to instill still into the people. Okay, here we go. I got it. Tanan Hassam. Later on, it's going to relate to what we're talking about. But first, we have about, hold on. Oh, Amud and a half. I got it. Tanan Hassam. Says the Mishnah at the end of Sota. Mishamis Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreid of Yosef ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim Balu Eshkolos. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, whenever these Tanoim died, this ended. Anova, Yerashet, Vechulu. So when these two great rabbis died, Eshkolos. Right? Does that mean a grapefruit? What does it mean? Ish Shahakobo. The men that have everything in them. What does that mean? Rashi says three things. Torah, Yerashet, and Gemilas Chasadim. That's somebody who has everything. Right, anyone, all the leaders that had everything in them that ruled from Moshe to Yossi ben Yoezer, they learned Torah like Moshe. After that, they weren't like Moshe. Says the Gemara, really? We're going to have this more tomorrow. There were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten right after Moshe died. So how can you say, after Moshe Rabbeinu, they were exactly like him? You see, they forgot right away. 3,000 halachas. They couldn't be like, they weren't like Moshe. They didn't learn like Moshe. So Gemara says, D'ishtakech lu ishtakech. You're right. The stuff that they forgot, they forgot. Udzegemirin luhu, having gemir ke Moshe Rabbeinu. But the part that they remembered, they learned and they taught like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, that's also not true. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? Mishameis Moshe, Imrabu Matam and Timu, Imrabu Tehor and Tiru. After Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to take votes. There was no machlokas in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so obviously the fact that there's machlokas and they're voting, what's right, doesn't that show that they were not on the same level? Right, this relates to the sugya of Elu Ve'elu. If you remember, there's a beautiful ritva in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the ritva says that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Memtes Panim Latame and Memtes Panim Latahir. And he said to Moshe, the Chacham of every dar will decide. So Moshe Rabbeinu might have had his own decision, but later on it wasn't as clear. So you see, they had a vote. So Gemara says, no, liba de'imit. Again, regarding those that were forgotten, they didn't know, and therefore they had a vote. Their hearts became smaller. Migmar havi gemira luka Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, what they learned, they were on the level of Moshe. What does it mean on the level of Moshe? That's a good question. But one of the animamins is that nobody was on the level of Moshe in terms of nevuah. But in terms of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, maybe. It could have been those generations were also. B'mastisa tana. Kolash, kolash, amdu li yisomi mos Moshe ad shemes Yosi ben Yoezer is sreda. Lo haya b'em shem dofi. All the leaders that were eshkolos from Moshe till these tanaim, there was no dofi in them. They were pure. Mikan ve'ela haya b'em shem dofi. After that, there was... They weren't 100% perfect. So the Gemara says, really? I'll bring you a story of someone who was perfect. We'll at least do this question today, and Beis Hashem will answer it, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. V'yotanya, Maisa b'chazadecha. This story also appears in Baba Kama Daf Pei. You might remember it from there. Maisa b'chazadecha, shayi goneach milibo. There was a chassid that was having a heart attack. That's what it sounds like. Goneach milibo. He was groaning from his heart. Rashi says, so ache mikaev libo. Sounds like it. He was having a heart attack. V'shalu l'rofim. And they asked the doctors, what should we do? V'amru lo. Ein lo takana sheyonik chelav roseach shachris. He's got to drink milk that comes straight from a goat in the morning. It's the only way he'll live. V'heviu eiz v'kshar lo bakari mitaso. They brought a goat. They tied it to the edge of his bed. V'yonik mimena chelav. And he used to drink milk from it. The next morning, his friends came in to visit him. The other tanoim. V'kivan sheru ha'eiz. Once they saw the goat... Amru, they said, list him mizuyin b'toch beso, v'anu nechnasim levakro. There's armed robbers in here. Who are we visiting? We know there's a gzeirat rabbanan to have behema dakis in Eretz Yisrael because they're usually grazed in other people's fields. So they walk in and they're like, what is this guy doing? He obviously felt that he wasn't having it outside. It was tied to his bed. He wasn't letting it out. And also, the major issue that we'll discuss maybe tomorrow is, how about sakanas nefashis? How about Bikuach Nefesh? So we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But Yashua Batku, they sat and they checked. This is the only thing he ever did wrong in his life. Esra B'chanan, what's their business to check what he did wrong? What's their business? So either it was Ruach HaKodesh, or they were trying to be Ma'or him to Tshuva, like we always do, like when somebody's in a predicament, maybe you could take upon yourself this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'schus this, he'll make you better. So he didn't do anything else wrong. And even when he died, he said, that was the only sin I ever did. Because we're not supposed to have a medakis. And now we get to the question. The Kaimalan and we know, or Yehuda bar Eloi, which is Stam Rabbi Yehuda. It was one of these two people that the story took place about. V'rabbanan, Basar Yosef ben Yoezer, is Treda, Dari Dari Havu, question mark. And these rabbis lived after Yosef ben Yoezer. So you see, they didn't have Dofi. Right? How could you say that after these people, they all had Dofi? They only had this A's story? So they didn't have Dofi. So how could you say that after these generations, the leaders weren't on the same level? Okay, so we're not going to answer that question right now. But again, this is... a big discussion, again, what was the, just to call you one, the Shulchan Aruch says, what about Bizman Hazeh? People had to have sheep Bizman Hazeh? Or so the Shulchan Aruch says, well, no Jews own land in Eretz Yisrael anymore, so that's why you're allowed to have animals. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Choshe Mishpat, in Simon Tuf Tes. And what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh? That we own? So what about the Gzera? So the Minhag Olam is not to. So maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow as well in terms of the Gzera against Behema Daka. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hashem. How many Dafim does Moshe Rabbeinu make it in Seder Kutchim, I might ask? How many Dafim? Baruch Hashem, Zayin Adar, he makes it. Again, we'll stop here. And we thank the sponsors. Number one, in memory of Rabbi Hillel Gershon Ben Avram Finkelstein on his fifth yard side. By Yisrael Finkelstein, and in memory of Etaleah Bat Aharon, the mother of John Kowal, Ethel Kowal, and it's in memory on her 10th yard site. We thank everyone for their sponsorship, and all the neshamas should have aliyahs.